No, really, what are friends for? Friends are for hating TikTok together. Welcome back. I'm Gabrielle Ruiz.
And I'm Gabrielle's best friend who has only posted on TikToks once this whole year. Pallavi Sastry. Amen to that. I hate TikTok.
We hate it so much. And like the fact that I keep trying, I just want to say that I'm so proud of myself despite the hatred. And then the other night, I'm on my phone trying to like, you know, maybe tap in. I'm going to say I'm just tapping on TikTok, you know, and I'm a tap dancer, so it makes sense. But I was like tapping in and all of a sudden TikTok starts fucking yelling at me. Like it's yelling at me.
What do you mean it's yelling at you? Like
the sound just starts on my phone. Like I feel like a fucking old lady. And I'm just, it's like, bah! It's just like this, you know, repeat of some video. And I'm just like, and then, and I turn it off or whatever. And I go to Instagram where it's safe and quiet. And Philip comes to bed and he was like, is your phone okay? Like I heard something happen in your phone. I was like, no, it was TikTok. It was TikTok.
I guess it's just all just violent content. That's why we're just like, so it's so abrasive and aggressive.
So assaulting. Maybe it's just so young. Maybe it's so young.
But, you know, I guess the question is were we that aggressive and abrasive when we were young and we just did it in person, right? Like we didn't have an outlet like TikTok.
We did. Right? I would say Facebook messaging. I was very aggressive with that MLM that you and I did together. You know, when you're trying to sign up your friends.
You know, honestly, I was thinking the other day that we have yet to do a full-on episode about that whole thing, which maybe at some point we will.
Shout out to Shackley.
Whoops. Okay.
Speaking of friend flex, okay, we're going to move into that.
Hey, friends, go on and flex.
This reminds me of that because I did bring it up with a group of friends that I had met, that I met up with. I did like a sorority retreat / reunion. Are we not proud of me or what? Season 6 Gabrielle, okay?
I'm so proud of you because I remember you. We've had so many conversations about how you think that none of them like you. Constant source of stress and heartache. So I'm so glad to hear this, that you went on a trip with them.
Yeah, I did. I got invited. And you know, the Zoom, you know how everyone was doing like, let's get together on Zoom reunions, like with people we haven't talked to in 15 years. Like everyone was just reaching everything. Well, that was one of them. And it was wonderful and lovely. And so Laura decided to host in her like beautiful forest castle in Washington State. And like, it was the loveliest thing, the loveliest catch up. I almost canceled because we couldn't get Merck a sitter. And all the girls were like, just bring her. So Mercedes had a great time too.
Aw, that's so lovely.
And we were talking about like non-toxic cleaning products randomly in the car. And I was like, I still do Shackley. And all of them were like, yeah, Shackley. Which means I probably sent them a Facebook message aggressively in my 20s.
My flex is like, you know, I am known for like being somebody that loves to hang out with like my South Asian female community, like, you know, all these women in the South Asian community, especially like but it's usually like entertainment centric, right? But I have to say that like I'm in New York City right now, working, you know, on one of my days off, or like the weekend, I should say, I did meet up with a friend of mine who's a fellow actress, but the rest of the ladies in the group were like from like different walks of life, but equally fierce. And so I kind of just want to like flex, like it's like not even a humble brag. It's a straight up brag of like who I got to have dinner with on Sunday. So you of course know my dear friend Poorna Chekanathan, who just dropped, you know, a new season of her show that she's on Netflix. And then I was also with Aditi Shah, who is a Peloton instructor, and she's a Puma athlete.
Oh,
and I was with Aparna Chakramani, who's on Indian Matchmaking. Snigdha Sur, who is the founder and CEO of the only like true like investigative reporting like South Asian outlet called The Juggernaut. Then with this lovely actress named Shinori, who just finished up some television show. I don't think she was allowed to tell us. So that was who I was with at dinner. And I was just like, how lovely that we don't have to sit here and talk about work. We can just talk about all kinds of other things.
But let me tell you what was kind of fucked up about this week is a group text message gone wrong. Still unresolved. And I don't know where that friendship's going to go. The person whose feelings I hurt over sarcasm.
But you've been trying hard, I thought, right? Like, it seems like it's fine, but you just feel like the crux of it is not resolved yet.
Yes. And the trying hard is now with this friendship, unfortunately, having to in the mirror and talk about it. I don't know the right phrase for it is, and just say, what can we do to be there for each other in this new chapter? Everyone's grown for the last 2 years and the last time we hung out, and in that way, yeah, with group things, it's like trying to go back to what things were, yeah, versus what things are now. And listen, group texting sometimes, or texting period, sometimes can ruin stuff and like, or hurt someone's feelings, which I hate. So I made the phone call because I felt the heat happening on text, and it was not answered. And I was like, oh no, they don't really want to talk about it. Yeah. So we'll see. Stay tuned.
I mean, I do feel for you there. That's happened to me, as you know, over text, and it's gone.
Yes, I do. And we've talked about it on it go. You guys can all go, yeah, listen to it on season like 4.
Because that really never got resolved. Somewhere. And so I do know how that feels too. So, you know.
Let's bring on our amazing duo who we're so excited for separately and together. And they're taking their professional, magical wisdom to the next level on a podcast. I'm so excited to bring on founder of Your Social Team, Instagram educator, and templates creator, Manu Muraro.
Hi, how are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
We're so happy to have you, and bring on your partner in crime, Reels strategist, Instagram educator, and founder of The Reels Report, Laura Bitoyou.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
So excited welcome, to be welcome. Here. Thank you.
And we brought you on because we're so excited, and congratulations on this new level of interchanging ideas with each other and having a conversation that you have been having on DMs. You want to take it to the level and press record with close friends, no filter.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's been really cool so far.
So give our listeners a little bit of like a description on this podcast that you guys decided to start.
This is, you know, Close Friends and Our Filters, our podcast together. We are both social media educators, and we feel like there's lately, I think it's natural as there are more social media educators, more Instagram educators, that there's more noise and volume, and that causes anxiety in people. And we just wanted to have a place where we're not trying to pretend we have all the answers. We're not trying to say, like, do it my way, because this is how you grow. This is how you do this, how you do that. It's just a place to be completely honest, which we try to be in our own businesses too. But I know as an industry, we have ways to go. And that's a place where Laura and I will pretty much like share what we know. We'll share what we don't know, or we're yet to find out. How are we testing things? What's happening? And trying to lower anxiety from people, from, you know, new Instagram updates and more video and all that kind of stuff that at the end of the day does not matter. And that's mainly like what we do at Close Friends No Filter.
So actually my main question is, you know, you guys have, you interchange or exchange so much great information and tips and things like that. But did you meet on social media or did you meet in real life?
We met on social media. Yeah, we met in a Facebook group, actually, where a mutual friend of ours who was on our podcast, or was the first season of the podcast with us, Steph Gilbert. She's amazing. She had a Facebook group for like social media managers, social media educators. And I saw that Manu had launched a new course, and I posted in the group, has anyone taken this course? Like, I want to know if I should take it. And I got a couple of replies. I ended up taking it. It was amazing. And then we kind of connected over that, I think.
Yeah, it was over that. I think I was, you know, it's funny because I was in the group and they're like, hey, what do you guys think of your social team's course? Because yeah, I was doing a campaign at the time. And I was just watching, like, I'm like, not going to say anything.
Yeah. And I don't think I knew you were in the group either. Maybe at that not. Point, because I wasn't like, I didn't think about it. Like, I think I thought you were too big for that group at that point, because it was like, you know, social media managers, and I like looked up to you for so long. So I was like, there's no way she'd be here.
But you know, it was cute because Laura took the course and she started saying all these great things for it. She just came back to her own post and she's like, by the way, you guys, and this.
Yeah.
It's the last time I'm going to say something. And I'm just hitting her up. Yeah. Like, can I use all these? So she was on my Facebook page, and then we connected on Instagram, and she was really starting her business at that point, and it was awesome to just like be, you know, connected the whole time to see where she is now, and me growing my business together with her.
So much.
Yeah. Very, very fun.
We talk a lot about making friendship romantic on this podcast, also like adult friendshipping. And so do you feel that there is any sort of like deeper connection on a personal level that has a sense of caring for each other, being there for each other, some unconditional filter or dynamic with your relationship as professionals or just plain old friends?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, even today we were talking and Manu said something to me. She's like, oh, I saw this thing and it upset me. And I was like, yeah, I saw it, but I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to upset you. So I think like you kind of, even on a professional level, it develops beyond that. And we like, I knew that personally something was going to upset her. So I just didn't share it. So I think there's definitely like, it's gone beyond that connection of just being like a work connection to like a deeper connection and a true friendship.
Yeah, we talk weekends, like when we're not have each other's numbers. I remember the first time I got Laura's number, she was going on vacation. And I know that we all tend to like overwork and get on Instagram and post when you're on vacation, all that. And she was really going to try to take a break. And I'm like, okay, give me your phone number. I'm going to text you every day saying you're not missing anything.
So yes, like, it was great.
Away from Instagram for her vacation. That's how we started like texting.
So. It was so good. It was what I needed. Yeah. I only signed on once. Yeah.
Let me tell you why we're probably clutching our pearls for the same reason. It's because we used to do a segment that, you know, really like was triggering for us and also a lot of people called Insta Friends or Reality, right? And like, you know, because a lot of the time, like you just said, like we might just post our highlight reels and things like that. But then like our real friends will be like, hey, I saw that you posted that thing, but I remember talking to you literally like a couple of hours before and you were like falling apart. Are you okay? You know, like, and that kind of sounds like that's what happened here. Yeah. You know, you just like prevented that from being something, you know, cause it's stressful, right? To like have feeling like you have to be posting on vacation, which you shouldn't have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
No, it should not have to.
I mean, that made my day. That made my whole day. you reached out and you gave a friend what they need, and that's relationship building. Absolutely. You know, that's not just some, you know, business can be a lot more need than give. And the fact that you were caring for her, Manu, is just, I mean, that makes me want to cry.
And I mean, both ways, you know, she's just telling an example today. Like someone, I created this original audio that went viral. So everybody's doing reels with my audio. And then this guy that is like a typical person that is always like copying, you know, probably not the one people think I'm talking about, a second one.
We have a few,
Totally ripped off my audio doing his own.
Oh no.
And I said to Laura today, I'm like, did you see this? And she's like, well, I did, but I didn't want to tell you. I saw that yesterday. I'm like, oh, whatever, you know, I blocked the guy. But it was interesting that she was like, I thought not to tell you because it would just upset you. I'm like, thank you. I'm glad someone else didn't tell me. And then as far as like a romantic relationship, when Laura and I met, we're already both married and straight. So that's what went wrong for us there. I already had two kids and a husband. And it was straight and she's straight. And so that's why we're not, you know, related.
Listen, that we love that. We talk about all the time, like, you know, I get butterflies in my stomach when I'm going to go to dinner with Gabrielle.
Yeah,
it's like,
I love that. That is so cute. Yeah. We always joked about that, you know, because we mentioned Stephanie earlier, who we met in her group, and she also started this podcast with us. She decided not to continue on because boundaries, right? Like Gabrielle was saying how tired she is today. We're all like have too much
fun.
I can't have that energy there either. But we used to joke that Stephanie and I met before I met Laura, and we used to joke that she was like my Instagram wife, and then when Laura came in, she was my Instagram mistress.
So
all those titles.
I do love the life wife title.
That's so great.
It's the work. Yeah. It's the new work wife, right?
The work wife, exactly. Paula, you have a work wife.
I do have a work wife. I do. Yes. And it gets tricky sometimes because I also work with my sister. But my sister does know that my work wife is my work wife, is my producing partner.
So. Boundaries. See? Boundaries.
Yeah, totally. It's just clarity. And you know, and again, like, so I think, like, we had a question. You know, your title is very deliberate, right? So like, what is what is the title of your show, Close Friends, No Filter, actually mean to you, and how did you
I'll continue. I'll have Laura talk a little more about this, but we were doing the typical long list of ideas, never ending, getting really stuck on a name. And in my business, I always got stuck on names, and I always came to the same conclusion that it's not worth spending so much time on a name, you know, because what matters is what you do with it. Like, I mean, like Nike, yeah, there's a meaning, but no one cares, right? Like, all the brand names, like, they can be completely successful if they make up a name or if they come up with a name that is descriptive. Like, I don't think it matters as much. We were trying to give the idea, and I think we got to a pretty good one, because we're trying to get to the idea that we are friends talking about this thing, and we're not, no filter as in like, we're going to tell it like it is. That was the whole point. So I'm like, they don't need another like marketing, do this, do that podcast. But also close friends and no filter are two very Instagram things, right? Because you have the close friends feature and then filter, no filter is a social media thing. So we thought that was kind of like a
close friends list. Yeah. Love that.
Totally. It didn't even dawn on me that that's a feature. The close friends is a feature. I forgot about that. We heard the show and learned that you actually are close friends. You know, it was like kind of a double whammy for us. And so because your show is, you know, has that in there, and, you know, we want people when they come to our content, right, to feel like they're amongst close friends. So if you were to come and, you know, find us like the way that we went and we got hooked on your content, like what would you want to see if our intention is to like inspire people to celebrate and dissect their friendships just like they would any other relationship?
Yeah, I think like that. Even how you guys started, like you kind of picked up from almost where you'd left off. Like I felt like I was joining a friend group where they kind of have an inside joke, but they elaborate on it. So I really like that aspect. I think that transparency and like just feeling like you said, like you're having a conversation or you're like sitting with friends having a conversation. Like those are always my favorite podcasts to listen to. So I think you guys do that really well, which I like.
Yeah. And I remember, I also would think like, you know, the fact that we can lean on our friends. And it's a whole different, it's almost like your friend, yes, you may know a lot of people in common, you may have been part of the same stories, but you're also like kind of a safe haven outside of your work or outside of your families, where you can have that different support from someone that might hopefully be unbiased, not always, but I think that's a good reminder. And I also feel like because we've been living kind of like under a rock in the last couple of years, because of the pandemic and all that, I think we fell out of the habit of being in touch with our friends too closely. You know, I used to see my friends like that live in the same city as me, like much more often than I do now. And a lot of times there's no reason for it now other than like just being busy, getting, you know, wrapped in this swing of things. So I think just having a podcast talking about it with two friends and remembering people of that connection that exists would probably help people remember to get together with their friends, to check on their friends, and just not let too much time go by before they hang out.
Yeah, there's like an intentionality behind it, which I really like.
Because I'll tell you where we get stuck is like translating that onto social media. It's hard. It's stressful.
It is hard. Totally. I was going to like launch into a whole strategy, but I was like, I'm going to stop myself.
Give us your Cliff Notes. Let's hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, one thing I was talking to Laura about today about our podcast, because we started our podcast in January. It's a passion project. It's not like, you know, what's driving our
revenue.
It's for fun. It's just for fun and hopefully to help some people. But we also don't have enough time to promote it and even to create content for it, you know. So we're creating like these reels of little clips, but we're doing some graphics for it. And today I just said to her something and I was like, hey, the clips themselves and what we talk about in the podcast, there's so many jams into every single episode. Why don't we just record a bunch of B-roll? And all we do is the clip on top of our B-roll instead of like, because, you know, just getting the recording of the podcast of everybody just sitting with their headphones, it's fine. But it's, I mean, like, obvious. Why don't we just kind of have some B-roll of ourselves and then the clips on top of it, subtitles, and that's it. You know, you're giving people a little piece of content and wisdom without just being predictable.
Anna, are you writing this down? I want to make sure our co-producer is writing this down.
I think that'll be fun. Like, I will enjoy this content. And I think
So let me get this straight. So your suggestion is that the podcast itself, because it's so dense, like our podcast is also dense, you're saying like instead of the content on the social media page being us like this with our headphones on and stuff, is like just like us in the world or interacting with each other, but using that audio from the podcast?
Yeah, and even if you can't interact, because here's a fun thing. Laura and I have not met in person yet.
Yeah.
That is like to be scheduled, but it hasn't happened.
No, not yet. Yeah.
So yeah, we just had to postpone a little bit. And
I know.
We're probably going to do that next month or so. Like we're about to, you know, we are two years that our friendship was growing. We couldn't travel.
Yeah.
So now we're about to plan, but even still, that's what we're saying, like about B-roll. It's like I shoot myself, record myself in my office. This is my old production language coming back. And then Laura can record her clips of herself, and we can just kind of alternate. But even for you guys, if you're in the same city, you can be together. If you have photos of yourselves together from ages ago, even better. You do a little montage, and you're talking about friendship. Like that would be a much more powerful way to create content than us being like, oh, let me take a photo of ourselves, like in our podcast gear, you know, like, sorry, I don't know if you have a photo like this. Everybody does. So I was thinking like, that's another way. And you're like, you know, the content doesn't need, and I think that's one thing we talk about social media all the time. It's like, oh, now I have to do a reel with this sound. Now I have to do this. It shouldn't be like that. Just post whatever you want. Like a lot of accounts that actually stand out is when they create their type of content. Mm. And that's what, you know, people want. So I think like we're trying to overthink what we post and creating graphics and all that. When it's just right there. Like just take those audios, put some clips you already have. That's it. It's going to be more
powerful. Here's my therapy sentence. Okay. It's like, I'm so used to polish and it's not anymore. And it's just like, just throw it on there. And let the percentage do its work. Like that's what sometimes now, luckily, with auditioning as like an actor, the self-tape has gotten, Paula B, tell me if I'm wrong, has gotten held back a little bit because it's like, just get it out there. You know what I mean? Just get it to them.
Do it.
And then like, I know people that have gotten booked shows that I've been on from a selfie video in their car because they got stuck in traffic. So it's that lesson when it comes to social media that I'm trying to accept and not polish it. You know.
I think that's why you hate TikTok.
That's exactly
like I'm just gonna throw it out there because TikTok is like the anti-polish, like the like less is more. And maybe if you feel, and I'm still working through this, like I'm not perfect. I'm not even really on TikTok, but that's something I've been working through, and I'm forcing myself to post on TikTok. And I feel like that makes me a better Instagrammer because it forces me to like let go of that need to like have your hair and makeup done and like be perfect and like have like the funny, like it's just a lot of pressure.
She's in denial, you guys. She's completely on TikTok. I don't know what she's talking about. She has two accounts on TikTok.
One is her business account.
No filter, hashtag Laura. But it's all the mindset, it is, right? Like because she doesn't take it serious and then she doesn't like go all in. She's like, I'm not even there.
Like, really there, yeah.
Yeah. I honestly think that content has got a lot more accessible because before it was like whoever has money to hire a photographer for every post they do does well. Yeah. And now everybody has a good idea they can do well, you know. So I think, it's not just like a trend. It's not because of TikTok. It's because people are yearning to like connect with people.
Yeah.
More real ways. We want to see your house how it is, you know. We want to see like you mess up. We don't want to just see the beautiful photograph that you took because you had a hair makeup done and you know. So I think that's all a good thing. Like it's like the antidote for all the filters that make our cheeks go up and our lips go full.
And our noses look like little buttons. Yeah. Totally.
Oh my god.
Mine is just naturally like that, so I don't know.
I do like I do like the eyeliner mascara ones though. Listen.
Like a slight filter, sometimes.
I have no problem with filter as long as they don't change your face. When they change your face and it starts getting
I think even like the slight filters. I have a lot of feelings about filters. I don't know if I want to get into it today.
Well, let's talk about filters with friendships though. Like, let's spin it back for my final question would be, how do we take the filter off of friendship conversations? Right? Because you guys are also friends And you're also the gurus of filter and no filters when it comes to your guys' friendship or any experience that you might have. How do you battle that fine line?
It's hard. Like, so I moved to a new city a year ago, and I'm like, because of COVID, obviously I couldn't go out and meet people, and I'm just starting to make new friends. And it's really hard because you're like, how much do I tell this person? So for me, my sister died almost 5 years ago. And when we get to that question, like, oh, what kind of, like, how many siblings do you have? Like, what's your family? Like, I always am like, do I tell this person that my sister died? And like, and sometimes it's a good litmus test because if they get uncomfortable, I'm like, okay, so I know I can't share like a lot with them just yet. Maybe they're not ready for that. But yeah, it's hard. Like, you kind of have to put yourself out there and see how they're going to respond. And like, sometimes I'll know right away if I meet someone, I'm like, okay, like this is not going to be like, I'm not going to tell them what I talked about in therapy this week. Like, that's a different type of friendship. So I think it's kind of scary. You have to be vulnerable and see like where it goes.
It's like you got to put something out there and try and see how it lands. And then you got to decide without like it like making you crumble, because then you like you won't be able to go on if you crumble in the moment, you know?
And that's the scary part, because you're like, oh my God, am I even strong enough to tell them that my sister died right now? Yeah, absolutely. It's very scary on both sides.
Yeah. And I would say like to another side of that, like people like me and Laura, for example, and like business besties, you know, like we're besties beyond that. But also like when you find someone that you're business bestie, there's also like, I met a lot of people like that, that there's some separation. It's like, well, but she's also my competitor. So I don't want to give her like all my secrets. And also like that's some kind of like gatekeeping from like, well, that's, I teach people this for money, you know, like there's all these things. But I think also part of why we connected is because we didn't have that. So it's not something we had to create together. That's actually something that created a bigger bond between us. That is.
It's so funny that you said that, because I was like, oh yeah, I never even thought that. I've never felt that way with you ever. But I think it's because we don't do it, but I've also like, I looked up to you for so long. So I don't, I don't know.
I'm older than
Manu's my role model and like also one of my best friends. So it's like,
But I think a lot of times it's like, you know, she's like, oh, I feel so this and this. And I'm like, shut up, go work on your course. we call each other about, like, this doesn't matter. Go do this. And we have that kind of relationship where we can just be like, oh, but I don't know how to do this. I'm stuck on this. Like, do this and this and that. You know, like we kind of say that to each other.
Totally.
And then ask questions to each other. Like it's like nicer. It's like a highly qualified and fast Google search.
It totally is. Yeah.
Lightning wall.
Do you believe friendship is romantic? Yes or no?
Yeah, can be for sure.
I think it depends. Depends on the friendship for me. Yeah.
What's your favorite on-screen friendship?
I mean, I would love to be best friends with David from Schitt's Creek. Just laugh all day and be in denial of all life together. That'll be
like
fun.
David and Stevie.
Oh my gosh, so good. Yeah, she's lucky.
That's such a good one. I love Meredith Grey and Christina Yang. I used to like dream that Meredith was my best friend in real life. So yeah.
In one word or hyphenate, what kind of friend are you?
No, I'm usually a connector. I'm the person who brings the friends together and everybody meets everybody through me. And I feel like I've always been like that. And I'm like that even in business. So it's kind of interesting that that's just something I was born with, I guess.
I'm like the opposite. I guess I would say I'm an eclectic friend, because I have really great friendships with so many different people, but I don't know if any of them would ever be friends.
And what would you like to do better as a friend?
Oh, keeping in touch for sure. Like, Laura and I, we both work too much. It's very easy for us to keep in touch. We talk via Instagram DMs all the time.
Constantly.
Now, my other friends who do other things, I fail at keeping in touch as much as I should, especially, I don't call people on the phone. I text. I'm too old for just texting. I could be calling. It'll be socially acceptable. I'm 45. I could be calling people on the phone. You know, it wouldn't be awkward. And my husband is younger than me, and I see him like every week. He has the schedule. All his friends live up other places, other states. He calls every single one and keeps everybody in touch at all times. And it's so beautiful to see. And I don't have that naturally. Like, I get too wrapped up into work, kids, more work, kids, husband, work, kids. And I need to definitely be better about having these moments where, you know, I see my friends and all the time. I'm focused on that this year, and it's been wonderful.
Yeah, I feel the same, like intentional communication. I haven't been very good at that, especially because of COVID and like life in general and then moving. So being more intentional with checking on my friends and like making time for them.
And finally, our iconic question, ladies, what are friends for?
Other than Google searches? I think friends are just for making you happy and to accept you the way you are and support you and support each other. Laugh about things that no one else finds funny, just you and your dumbass friends. It's a whole different game from everything else in your life. And I think it's just so, so rich when you really pay attention to it and you honor it.
Yeah, I think for me, like, friendship is to have company and support. Not necessarily to laugh with, but friends you can also cry with. I have one friend, we say like true friendship is when you can sit on the couch together and just scroll in silence. And like, that's like, you don't feel like you have to have a conversation. You can both just be on your phones separately together.
I thought that was marriage.
That's romantic friendship for you. Laura, you're romancing friendship. You didn't even know it, scrolling separately side by side.
In a way.
Oh my gosh. I love that. That's what we're going to quote you. We're going to get your permission that friends are for silently scrolling side by side. It is very relaxing, especially with your friends. Well, thank you. I have to say, Close Friends No Filter, check it out, our listeners. It's really fun. It is stress-free. It is just thought-provoking, you know, brainstorming. It's a relaxed environment when it comes to thinking about your social media. If you know someone who is looking to amplify their business and they're like, I don't know what to do, this is a really great podcast. It's like 15-minute episodes too.
Yeah, we started doing them really short, nice, and quick lately, and we kind of like that format. And I think it also taps into the whole thing of like, we need to focus less on those things. We don't need to talk about this for an hour, you know. Friendships, absolutely. Social media, maybe not as important. So
thank you again, ladies. This has been a real treat, and it's been a great conversation, and I hope that we will be virtual friends too.
I know, I love that. I want to know all about MLM.
I'll find you on Facebook and I'll send you a really long DM text.
Changing my name.
And I'll be like, hey, how are you? It's been so long. I'm fine. Like, copy and paste. I will
love
just
it.
Copy.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Paste.
That's painful.
Good old 2010 copy and
what
paste.
Have I done? Thank you so much for having us. Such a pleasure.
Bye.
1, 2, 3, 4. This episode was produced by Team Access Productions and Fast Nickel Inc. and presented by Hoo Ha Ha. Our co-producer is Anna Daneker.
Our consulting producers are Kathleen Cho, Rose Harwood, and Philip Pisanchin.
Head of production is Emily Albright. Digital content director is Susie Cabello. Our digital production assistant is Daniela Heredia Vega.
Our podcast artwork is created by Arshwarya Sukesh. Original music is by Joey Sherman, and special thanks to Hari Savitala and Sarah Khan.
Don't forget to check out the Hoo Ha Ha website to listen to WAF and all things women-led comedy. And as always, please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you're listening now. This helps our show's visibility and helps us keep making it for you.
And find us on all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and even Twitter at WAF Podcast. That's WAFF Podcast. To find links to our exclusive vodcasts, live shows, shop merch, or even text us, visit WAFpodcast.com.
We truly appreciate you all checking in with us online. But you know that friend that you've been like, I really haven't checked in with them in a while? Go do that.
Yeah, go do that now.